Recently, a judge struck down a Trump executive order related to the HHS mandate. And it's hard to explain all this, but the bottom line is this does deal as an issue with the rights of conscience of health workers. That's the overall category, including the issue of abortion. I'm Jerry Nukin. This is Vocal Point. Right now, we're going to talk with Stephanie Taub, who is with First Liberty, which is a group that's fighting for the liberty of religious people in America, and she is the senior counsel for First Liberty. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Now, overall, I'm putting this story in the line of or the overall category of religious liberty, but even more important, the right of conscience, which I'm convinced the Founding Fathers were very concerned about. What happened on Wednesday, November 6th, 2019?
So what happened is a federal judge in New York struck down HHS conscience protections for doctors and nurses. So this was a rule that was designed to provide some sort of enforcement mechanism for existing federal law that was passed by Congress. And it ensures that doctors and nurses are not forced to participate in abortions, sterilizations, or assisted suicide if it goes against their beliefs.
Wow. And what is wrong with this judge? Why would he not allow that? I mean, surely the founders cared about the rights of conscience.
Yeah, it's really difficult to understand what's going on here because basically this law was just an enforcement mechanism. These laws have been on the books, some of them for decades. And it's pretty clear that Congress wanted to protect the right of doctors and nurses to not be forced to do a procedure that they believe is harmful.
Okay, now you say Congress, but are we talking about what the you know President Trump had issued an executive order, or are these two different things?
So basically, Congress has passed about 30 different statutes that protect medical practitioners in different contexts. Most of them have to do with abortion and sterilization. But unfortunately, some of these laws have not been enforced. So this regulation was designed to allow the Department of Health and Human Services, the agency, to actually bring some sort of enforcement mechanism to ensure that the rights of doctors and nurses, which have been on the books for years and years, are actually being given real effect.
Hmm. When you say this regulation, you are referring to a Trump executive order, correct?
Oh, it's not exactly an executive order, but it is passed by the Trump administration and the Department of Health and Human Services. So it's technically a regulation that's designed to enforce the law that Congress passed.
Right. Okay. So from the executive branch. I understand that after the Trump administration passed that regulation, 23 states and municipalities sued against it.
Yeah, that's right. So this lawsuit was based in New York, and it just came out. And it's pretty shocking because I don't think most Americans want to force pro-life nurses to participate in abortions. And those nurses shouldn't lose their jobs because of their beliefs.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Is this the same, by the way, this Trump administration regulation, is this the same thing that would have protected the Little Sisters of the Poor from having to provide contraceptives under the HHS mandate of the Obama administration?
There is actually a separate regulation that was protecting the Little Sisters of the Poor specifically, or with respect to their specific issue, and that regulation has also faced opposition by some federal judges that have stricken it for similar reasons. It is pretty shocking here because this regulation sticks so closely to what Congress passed, to the rule that is has been passed by, a lot of these rules have been passed with bipartisan support by both Democrats and Republicans, because it seems pretty common sense that people shouldn't be forced to participate in a medical procedure that they believe is unethical.
Yeah, not in the United States. I mean, this is, it's totalitarian. Really, it's totalitarian.
Yeah, so so it's just pretty pretty shocking that this rule was stricken.
Now, there have been lawsuits. For example, I believe the Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit a few years ago on behalf of some nurses, and I believe it was out of New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. And it's my understanding that the pro-life side of that won, and that the nurses were not, you know, to be fired or whatever it was, you know, for not participating. And so it seems like even the courts have often sided with the pro-life side of this thing when they've gotten down into this particular issue.
Yeah, so it really depends. But there have been some cases where nurses have been forced to choose between participating in an abortion and losing their job. So these cases might have been out of a different state than the one that you're talking about.
Yes.
And some courts have thrown out those lawsuits on technicalities, on procedural grounds, saying that they aren't entitled to enforce the law on their own behalf. So that's why they need someone like the Department of Health and Human Services who is empowered to enforce the law to make sure that these laws that have been on the books are actually given teeth.
Hmm. All right. And as far as the medical profession is concerned, you know, historically, the doctors, for example, would sign the Hippocratic Oath. But then after abortion became so widespread, you know, from 1973 to the present, a lot of doctors stopped even taking the Hippocratic Oath because abortion is using medical practice not to do no harm or to save a life, but rather to literally, specifically, end a life, kill it, kill the baby, male or female, him or her.
Yeah, and without regulations like this one, more doctors and nurses may be forced to participate in procedures that they believe actually do harm to their patients.
Yeah, I wonder if something like euthanasia is part of this, and if it's not at present, it likely could be down the line.
Yeah, so one of the statutes that was passed by Congress specifically had to do with euthanasia. So it was a provision of the Affordable Care Act, and it provided that doctors and nurses do not have to participate if it goes against their beliefs. So that was one of the rules that HHS was going to be enforcing and making sure that no one is violating to protect the rights of doctors and nurses across the country.
Okay, so now where does this case go from here? Is somebody going to be appealing it?
I think it's very likely that it's going to be appealed pretty soon to the Second Circuit Federal Appellate Court, and so we'll be watching it very closely to see what happens next.
Okay, now was there a specific case involved in this, or was this just more of a generic thing where these 23 states and municipalities sued? You know, not necessarily on behalf of any particular, you know, oh, this person wants, actually, I can't even imagine a scenario unless, you know, it's like a particular hospital or something saying, we are choosing to do abortions and we don't want any doctors or nurses working for us who will not participate in that. And therefore, they're the ones who brought the suit. Who brought the suit?
So the states have brought the suit, and it doesn't arise out of any particular incident.
Oh.
They're bringing the suit to try to block the enforcement of the rule.
And the rule is just conscience protection, right?
Yeah, it's just conscience protection from what Congress has already put on the books.
I'm aghast at this. I mean, honestly, people, okay. Someone's going to accuse me of violating, I forget what it's called, Gordon's Rule or whatever. Okay, you bring up Nazi Germany and then, you know, that's an overstatement. I mean, no, I mean, honestly, the left was saying, oh, Bush is Hitler and so forth. And certainly Trump is Hitler, so says the left. But in reality, when the camps were finally opened in 1945, Eisenhower even said, you better film this. Future generations aren't going to believe this stuff. How did that all happen? Well, it began with the killing, the euthanasia, actually, about 200,000, 275,000, I believe it was, people that were schizophrenic, that, you know, had all kinds of terrible problems and so forth. They were, you know, perpetually handicapped. So the Nazis killed them first. They even developed Zyklon B gas in the process to do that. Then they started adding other undesirables to that list of who they would kill. Of course, the Jews, the Gypsies, the Slavs, nonconformist Christians, you know, et cetera. So bottom line is that once the killing started, it just became so messy, and the people are like, how did this happen? It happened by these terrible small decisions, but beginning with violating the conscience. I just don't understand even how a well-intentioned, quote-unquote, liberal person could possibly be in favor of this ruling.
Yeah, I mean, this is that situation is one of the reasons why the Hippocratic Oath was put in place and became so popular, is because we want to make sure that here in America, that doctors and nurses are able to decline to participate in something if they believe it'll harm their patient. So it is really difficult to see these kinds of rules being stricken down. And what the court was saying is there's some sort of procedural issues, but there really aren't. If you look at the reasoning, there really weren't any procedural issues. This regulation follows so closely to what Congress has already put in place that it's a very very by the book regulation, and it smacks of some sort of political or policy motivation.
Yeah, this was an Obama-appointed judge?
That's right.
Does that have bearing on this? I mean, is it, you know, it seems like the country's so divided now.
And it really shouldn't be divided on this issue. I hope that we can come together and see that people are entitled to have their different beliefs, and you shouldn't force someone to violate them. Or basically, basically, you'd be forcing doctors and nurses to go into a different profession if they're being forced to choose between their profession and being forced to violate their beliefs.
And drive out all the good doctors and good nurses. You know, by the way, every time I've spoken with somebody who used to be in the abortion industry, and you talk about the issue of the doctors who actually perform abortions, most of them, you know, have a very bad reputation among fellow doctors. They're kind of like, you know, failures in one sense in terms of this type of doctor or that type of doctor. They never really quite got it right and so forth, but they are able to make a lot of money through abortions. So to me, this is just a horrible, horrible development, and I hope it's just a short-term blip. Is there anything else you want to say about this? Why does First Liberty care?
Well, First Liberty protects the rights of all Americans, and we protect and defend religious liberty for everyone. And so we hope that this ruling will be overturned on appeal. And if any of your listeners are interested, they can finding out more, then go to our website at firstliberty.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
Well, without these HHS conscience protections, healthcare professionals across America risk being discriminated against for refusing to participate in procedures that they believe are unethical.
Hmm. All right. Stephanie Taub of First Liberty, firstliberty.org. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.